Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
We are back at it again. Those weeks go by fast. Weeks go by slow. Weekends go by real fast. Here we are again. Monday, we just go around the studio, see how the weekend was with everybody. Jess, your weekend?
We had a super cute, just kind of like chill, easygoing weekend, I'd say. We went out for a few drinks. We went thrifting. It was honestly, when the weather was nice, we would go out. But at one point, I remember, like, we had lunch at Cunningham's, and we go to, like, sit outside on the patio because it was nice.
Yeah.
But then when the cloud would cover the sun, it was freezing and it was super windy. So I think it was just a matter of, like navigating where the sun was.
Yeah.
And when it was out, it was really, really cute.
Yeah, there was one point I was like, oh, it's so nice. I'll go out and, like, take a walk in a couple seconds. And then, like, I went outside. It was, like, raining. I was like, what the hell is
this?
Like, it was typical Maryland weather weekend.
Exactly.
Charlotte, your weekend?
My weekend was fun. My friend Danny came to visit from out of town.
Yeah.
And we fully planned on having, like, a girls go out dancing type of night.
Yeah.
But we pre-gamed, and then we said, what if we stayed in, watched Mamma Mia, and ate pizza?
So
we did that. And we literally kept saying the next day, we were like, I'm so glad we stayed in last night.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
I think it's because you're so close to 30 now. And
yeah.
Like, I promise you, like, yeah, it's going to feel so much more comfy at home. Like,
I know.
But those lights are fun.
Yeah, that's
they
what I'm
are.
Saying.
Like, and then, obviously, Mother's Day, had such a fun time with my mom.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
What'd you guys end up doing?
We went, so my mom loves Afghani food.
Yeah.
And she hasn't had it in a minute. So we went to,
Oh, didn't you say you found, like, a new place?
Kahandar. I have to look up how you say it, in Hamden.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
Did she have a good day, though?
She loved it. She loved her presence. It was cute.
It's good. This weekend was really a chaotic weekend. We'll talk about it later. But I can tell you something that made it even worse is, you know, you have some friends that, like, just like to be chatty. And so when they're not chatty, you worry about them, right? So I had a friend yesterday that just wasn't being chatty. So I was like, that's weird. Like, my chatty friend didn't chat with me at all today. So let me just, like, text her, make sure she's doing okay. So I text her last night. I was like, you doing okay? Like, you haven't said a word to me. It was just weird. She even, like, small talked me at all today, which is just bizarre. And she didn't respond. So I woke up to pee in the middle of the night, and I was like, man, this is weird. Like, she didn't respond or anything. Let me just, like, text her and see if she's okay. And she didn't respond. I'm like, this is really bizarre. She finally responded. And now I'm like, my brain's going, because, you know, your brain's kind of weird and anxious in the middle of the night. And
yeah,
I couldn't fall back asleep. So I was like, yeah, something's wrong here. So finally, like 30 minutes later, she texts me back. And she's like, oh, my God. She goes, yeah, I'm fine. But I ate a pot brownie at like noon yesterday.
You just woke up.
And I just woke back up.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad they were okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, you made me stress about you over a pot brownie. Like, and now
she's just vibing. Like,
she was having a good old time.
Yeah. And now I can't get back to sleep because that is crazy. So, yeah, sometimes your chatty friends are just high. So just that's our life lesson going into Monday show.
Well,
that'll be just fine. It's going to be one of those kind of shows, everybody.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess.
Next week is Towson's last week. Sorry about that. Thanks, Charlotte.
Number three.
Canvas, the online student learning platform used by thousands of colleges, universities, and local school systems, including the University of Maryland and Johns Hopkins University, had been hacked amid an ongoing ransomware attack. So the ransomware attack was launched on the popular education tech software more than a week ago, and at a caution, many school districts, including those in Anne Arundel, Harford, and Howard counties, shut the whole thing down. Student names and email addresses may have been exposed, but there's no evidence that passwords, dates of birth, or financial information was compromised in the hack. schools said that they will reach out to students with the next steps, and anyone who has a Canvas account should change their password.
Number two.
Papa John's is helping you use those now unusable Spirit Airlines loyalty points. They are calling it Skies to Pies. Now, for a limited time, Spirit loyalty members can DM Papa John's on Instagram with proof that they were a Spirit loyalty member. You're also going to need to show that you're a Papa Rewards member as well. So just kind of screenshot your account. And then once they verify you, they're going to give you a code for a large one-topping pizza while supplies last.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Or what? You just want to sit there and use it for nothing? Or you want to get a free pizza?
It's 68,000 points. Don't give me a free pizza for that. That's insulting. I'm insulted right now, Papa John's.
They're trying their best.
Like, no, I thought you were going to say they were going to give me 68,000 Papa John's points. And I'm like, yo, that's a lot of pizza.
It's free, it's for me. So if you want a free pizza, you can just DM Papa John's.
Number one.
Dua Lipa is suing Samsung for $15 million, claiming that the company used her image on TV packaging without her permission or even in payment. And this quote, her face takes up like half of the box, you guys. Court filings argue the company created the false impression that she endorsed the TVs, despite her being highly selective with brand partnerships. Now, the complaint also points to social media posts from fans saying, like, I'd get that TV because Dua Lipa is on it, as evidence that the packaging influences buyers. Now, adding more legitimacy to Dua Lipa's claim, she reportedly owns the copyright to the specific photo that Samsung decided to use. And the lawsuit also claims that Samsung was dismissive and callous and ignored her request to stop.
Okay, a couple things about this. I don't think anybody bought a Samsung TV because Dua Lipa was on it, right? But I mean, no one sees that TV and is like, yo, if Dua Lipa has that TV, I'm buying it. But that is pretty shady of them just to like grab a photo and be like, slap it on there.
Well, it's the same thing with like AI making music with artists and making it sound like it's their song.
Well, you can't do that in general. You just can't do it.
But she was plastered all over the social media. And as far as the packaging, it is literally half of it is her face. So it looks like she's a legitimate endorser of Samsung.
You just can't do that.
You guys, you're Samsung.
I know, you weren't born yesterday.
Like you know what to do and what's allowed, especially with celebrity endorsement. Who it was in the boardroom that thought that was a good idea. It'd be one thing if you guys literally just created your literal business 2 days ago, but you didn't. So that's actually insane. So she's going to sue you guys.
Good on her for doing that, because I don't even know how they get approved. Like who in the packaging department was like,
you know, it's a really good idea.
Yeah,
let's illegally use Dua Lipa's picture without asking her permission.
Like you guys would be shocked the amount of training that we have to do, even as a radio station, when it comes to like legal rights of use for just like social media posts. And we're talking about social media posts, right? We have to do like 30 trainings a year about what we can use, just even as like social media posts. I can't believe there wasn't somebody at Samsung that was like, yo, that Dua Lipa box, I sign off on that for sure. Wow. All right.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Monday.
Of all the places in the world to get, like, stuck and not be able to get out of, I mean, this is going to, like, strike fear into your heart. I don't think you've ever, like, thought of getting stuck in this location. Can you imagine getting stuck in a gas station car wash? Like stuck and not be able to get out.
That's scary.
And it's on, right?
Let me get into this story. Like this is, I've never thought of this before, but this is going to be a brand new fear for some of you guys. Y'all, welcome to PA So Cray Cray. And of course, you know where this story is going down. If you've not done a PA So Cray Cray with us before, do you want to explain this segment, Jess?
Yeah, so PA So Cray Cray is dedicated to our neighbors in Pennsylvania. So we have a segment where we talk about just kind of like the random bizarre situations that tend to also become nationally trending stories across the country. And there is no shade, no tea to our neighbors in PA. It's just kind of like what's going on over there.
This one actually happened a couple of weeks ago and I forgot to get the story though. And I'm like, oh my God, we have to go back to this one because it was so freaky. Because I know a lot of you guys actually get scared by the car. I used to get really scared by the car washes when I was a kid. I think it's because like you don't know what's going on outside the suds, and then all of a sudden like, oh, like I don't know. It used to always freak me out, but now I think this could scare you even more. And I don't know, these stories, I don't know why the weird ones always had to happen in Pennsylvania. Like I don't know, like Maryland, we have our issues for sure, but like, there's always something happening bizarre in Pennsylvania. Let's go to Waynesboro there. Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. Here we go. There's a woman. Her name is Felicia. She just pulled into this place called Waynesboro Waterworks, right? Expecting just the normal soap and rinse situation. The doors come down around her. It was like a little bit colder outside, so the doors came down. Well, all of a sudden, halfway through the rinse, the system shut down on her, right? And so she's like, okay, what do I do? What am I supposed to do? There's like nobody around to like help me, right?
Every time I go through a car wash, there is a thought that goes into my brain. What am I going to do if I get stuck in
what
here?
What do I do if I get stuck
I'm
in
not
here?
Lie,
right?
Yeah.
So like, what would I do? Especially
if the brushes are on my doors
The doors can't open, like what would you do? Right? Well, this actually happened to this woman. So like,
no,
she gets out of her car.
Oh,
she like starts knocking and yelling. And like nobody is responding. She's like knocking on the door because there's no attendant there. So like, what are you supposed to do? Well, luckily she calls the cops.
Okay.
Because like that's like all you could really do, right? Like, because what else are you supposed to do? There's no other option but to call the cops. Eventually, about 30 minutes later, the cops show up because she's literally stuck inside this horror movie.
For 30 minutes.
No. Wandering around.
Do we know what time of day it was?
I mean, it's like somewhat bright outside. Can you imagine if it was dark?
No.
If it was dark and you're stuck inside a gas station car wash, how could you ever go back inside of one ever again? You could not. You'd be mortified. This woman, though, she said, like, she's like not going to hold a grudge against the car wash. Of course.
Good for her.
I would hold a grudge against every car wash for the rest of my life. Could you ever go inside of one ever again?
If I got stuck?
Yes.
No.
I could never trust one ever again.
No.
Now, luckily, here's the best news.
At least if there's no people, I'm never going if there's, like, not a human that can hear me screaming.
No, someone would have to go with me. The PTSD from that situation, I'd have the world's dirtiest car because I could never trust myself to go inside one ever again. Mm-hmm. Now, luckily, there's video of this because I think you have to like watch the situation to understand how horrifying that would be to be stuck inside a car wash. I'll post it at Kramer and Jess on our Instagram at Kramer and Jess because I think you have to like understand, oh my God, what would you do being stuck? Now, imagine the phone didn't work. I mean, I don't know what I would do. Like, just the fear of it all. It's at Kramer and Jess. Y'all, it just gets weirder in Pennsylvania. That's why we have this segment called PA So Cray Cray. There's a new fear unlocked for you. Sorry.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, let's go for $1,000 in free gas. Like, imagine what that would feel like to win this thing. It'd be so much fun. Caller number 10 is playing live with us. Hi, who is this? Hi.
Good morning, Amanda.
Wait, it's who?
Wait, who?
Amanda.
Amanda. Happy Monday.
What's up?
Good morning.
What's up? You ready to go for this $1,000?
Ready as I'll ever be, I guess.
Mean, that's right. It's fine. It's Monday. You know what I mean? Expectations are low. It's all good, man. It's all good. We're just trying to get through it today. All right. Have you played before, Amanda?
Once before.
All right, so you're ready to go. You're primed. You're ready to go. She knows what's up. Let's explain this to everybody else and let's have some fun with this. How do we do, Jess?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Amanda, you ready to play?
As I will ever be.
Wow, it's very slow.
Are you safe?
But all right.
I feel like you were safe.
Yeah, what are we doing? Are we good or are we not? Are
yeah,
we good?
I just parked.
Okay, so good. Let's go.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms
starts
now.
Question number one. How many keys are on a standard piano?
Pass.
Question number two. This is a famous Japanese mountain and a brand of bottled water.
Mount Fuji.
Correct. Question number three. Stedman Grand is the romantic partner of whom?
What was the question? Sorry.
Stedman Graham is the romantic partner of whom? Stedman Graham.
Pass.
Question number three. The Notebook. In The Notebook, where did Noah and Allie spend the summer together?
Oh, boy. Pass.
Question number five. What does CNN stand for?
Pass, sorry.
Question number six. What is the second letter in the word xylophone?
Why?
Correct. Question number seven. What was the name of the singer who released the album Stripped?
Pass.
Question number one, how many keys are on a standard piano?
88.
Correct. Question number three, Stedman Graham is the
romantic... That's 60 seconds.
Oh,
there,
man.
It is. Yeah, that's 60 seconds.
My favorite
right
part of the round, though, is when you would giggle when you had to pass.
It's the laughter. Yeah, it's the laughter.
That's totally
for me.
Okay.
Yeah, you had
I
fun
love
with
that.
It. That was the fun part. Yeah, hey, yo. It was a laughter. Honestly, you had fun with this. That was a good news. It was 3 out of 7 today, which honestly, we're not bad for a Monday. It's not bad,
but your energy was 10 out of 10 for
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
I tied again for the last time I played.
Then
so.
You know what? You didn't get worse, and that's really what matters for this game. You didn't get worse, so let's at least appreciate that. Amanda, you're a lot of fun. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll have seven new trivia questions.
Are we going to go back? Don't we?
Oh,
like
my God. We didn't even go through them. Sorry. Let's keep going. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Please.
Hello. It's Monday.
Yeah, clearly.
So, yeah. So, number three, Stedman Graham is the romantic partner of who? That's Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Oprah, number four, in The Notebook, where do Noah and Allie spend a summer together? That's Seabrook, South Carolina.
Yep.
Number five, I didn't know this one. What does CNN stand for? Cable News Network.
Yeah, maybe because I was in Atlanta. We always knew that.
Good job
CNN.
On number six. Yeah. You got number six for xylophone with that second letter being Y. And then this last question here for number seven, what was the name of the singer who released the album Stripped? That's Christina Aguilera.
Yep. But hey, it's all good. All good. Amanda, you got through twice now. It's not bad. If you do it twice, you can do it three times again. We'll see you the same time tomorrow. And we'll go for the seven more trivia questions. Sound good?
And sending so much love to you and your family.
Oh, yeah. Very kind. Thank you so much for saying that, Amanda. Appreciate it.
Of course. Have a great day.
Have a good day, Amanda. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The text just said, how hard would it be for you to come to Atlanta? And I knew that my dad was about to die, y'all. In that moment, my stomach just dropped because I knew it couldn't have meant anything else. I was sick to my stomach on Friday. If you have been here for the last week, then you know that my dad has been in the hospital, and it has been it's been a stressful week for me behind the scenes. And if you've gotten a text like that, then you know that like it's not good. So I frantically called my brother, and I was like, "Wait, what is going on?" My dad has had prostate cancer now for 28 years. Mm-hmm. And he had gone in for a somewhat routine surgery that wasn't going very routine. I told you guys that last week. Mm. Friday, it had taken a turn for the worse because my dad got an infection. Mm. And
this is something he like has to do every couple months, right?
Yeah. So, and usually they go fine. It's like he's in, he's out. It's a pretty routine thing. But it hadn't, it had not, every now and then they don't go as routine. And that's just a very short version of the story for the radio. And unfortunately, though, he had gotten an infection. And you know, when older people get infections, it can go south pretty quick. So I call my brother and he's like, Dad, just he doesn't look good at all. Like my brother just got into the hospital. He's like, I don't know what to tell you, but I would hate for you to like not be here if something happened to Dad. And I mean, I just fell apart.
And I think he wants to give you all the information just so you can be the one to make the decision to come out.
Well,
here.
Of course.
Because I think what would be more heartbreaking is if you felt like you didn't have all the information to decide what you were going to do.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I call my boss. I start like looking up trips. I'm like, well, I got to get to Atlanta. Like I've got no option, right? So it's like, you know, it's like 5 o'clock on Friday. I start planning a trip to Atlanta. All of a sudden I get a call from my mom. She's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, what do you mean? What's going on, Mom? Like, your husband's dying. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, no, I thought I'd just call and see what's going on with you. I'm like, I'm planning a trip to come see you. She's like, oh, no, everything's good. I'm like, what do you mean everything's good? Like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, no, I mean, it's been a little rough today, but everything's like going pretty well down here. And I'm like, wait, I'm a little confused. Like, happening. And she's like, well, no, I mean, dad's not doing great right now. She's like, but I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen you for 28 years. And I guess this is like when you talk about having a life with someone, right? My parents have been together for 57 years at this point.
I was going to ask you too. Your brother doesn't live with them anymore,
they don't,
right?
No, they don't see.
So this is him going to see your dad. And also, it's totally understandable that he was afraid.
So my mom was like, listen, I have seen your dad go through this battle with cancer for a very long time. And I've seen him be up and I've seen him be down. And he's definitely down right now. But I don't think he's going to die from this. And I was like, well, what are the doctors saying? Like, literally, I just need to know, like, what are the doctors saying? Like, word for word, what are the doctors saying? And she's like, the doctors are not giving any kind of indication that he won't pull through. She's like, there's no guarantee.
Of course.
Like, he's very weak right now. Like, he's not like doing great. But like, she's like, I have no indication that he's not going to pull through from this. And so I'm like, listen, there's a flight to Atlanta every couple of hours. If I need to be there, I'm definitely going to come. Like, does he want me there? She's like, no, he doesn't want any of us here right now. Yeah. He's in a terrible mood. He doesn't feel good. He doesn't want me here. He doesn't want your brother here. He doesn't want your sister here. He doesn't anybody here. He is pissed that he is even here. He's like, she's like, please don't come. He's like, please, honestly, please don't come unless you absolutely have to. I don't want you to even have to put up with him right now. So luckily, after the antibiotics started to like kick in, things have started to look better. He's still in the hospital. As of this morning, my poor dad is still in the hospital waiting to clear up this infection. But the weekend has gone much better. But
when is he supposed to be able to go home?
They don't know yet. Unfortunately, they don't know. They're still waiting to clear this infection so they can get back and finally do the surgery. Mm. But it has been a very, very stressful week. Every time my phone lights up, I'm like, wait, is it good news?
But as of right now, is he doing okay?
He's doing better than he has been doing.
Like, so a couple days ago,
This is how I knew he was doing better. So like every day I check in, or every couple of hours I check in to see how he's doing. He was arguing with the nurses more and more.
Great,
so that's how I know he's in a better mood.
He's feeling up. So his spirits are up.
That's how I know he's more like himself every day, because he's arguing with people like he always does. So that's how I know he's just more like his Jimmy Mac self. So, man, I don't know. It's been a very... I'm just my nervous system has just been shot. Just when you get a text like that and you just feel like, wait, I just so I don't know. If you pray, if you keep people in your thoughts, your prayers, you get a prayer list at your church, your group, or whatever. I mean, I think he's going to be fine through this one, but it was very scary.
We're sending all the prayers and good vibes to your dad and family right now.
Scary weekend, man. But luckily he's back to arguing, so I know he's at least feeling a little bit better.
Yeah.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
You know, where's the priority when you've got kids, when you become a mom and it's Mother's Day? Is it you or is it his mom? I think we've got to determine that with Judge Jess. Listen, legally, we have to tell you she's not a real judge, all right? Jess, we got to kind of define what this is, though.
Yes, like if you're going through something and you want an outside opinion, I can give that to you. Because sometimes you kind of need somebody that doesn't have, like, any sort of connection to you or the person you're upset with. And also, the opinion is free.
We had a different judge just lined up. I'm so happy this happened. We walked in, and this just happened to be on the voicemail this morning. I'm like, oh, how appropriate. So let's get into this. If you ever have a disagreement, call the voicemail, 855-JUDGE-JESS. And Jess will solve your dilemma. Try to, at least.
Hey, this is Eric from Towson. I just got out of an argument with my wife. So my wife and I got our first baby 4 months ago. Technically, this is her first Mother's Day, but ever since my dad passed away, I kind of do this tradition where I drive up to Philly every Mother's Day and I spend it with my mom. So this year, I honestly assumed that we'd be doing the same thing, and I left my wife a card. And in my head, I thought I had covered everything. So I got home and my wife was not happy. She was with the screaming baby while I was off doing like brunch and pastries. So she told me how I made her feel, like she was just a babysitter. The second I became a father, my priorities should change to doing Mother's Day with her. Where do I go with this? Do I now ditch my mom? Do I shift everything towards my wife, the new mother? I just need you to solve this.
Damn.
I kind of feel bad for him. He genuinely sounds like it was an accident.
I'm not
okay with what he did, but he genuinely sounds like, oh, my bad. Like, I don't.
I feel like
he
ran to the bathroom real quick and like, hey, Jess, help me out with this right quick on this phone. Yeah, okay, so you know, it's a good question. He's like, hey, for years, we had both been able to head up to Philly for the day. Now we got a baby. Obviously, we don't have the full story here, but like, we both couldn't go to Philly. I still got to go see my mom. Where does the priority lie?
Mm-hmm.
Is it with my wife, who is now a mom, or is the priority with my actual mom on Mother's Day?
Yeah.
We turn to Judge Jess.
Well, first of all, let's communicate. Definitely don't disappear and leave a card on the table and think that you're good. You know what I mean? I do understand the tradition of spending it with your mom, and especially because it's a combination of Mother's Day and also loss. So I don't think that that can be disregarded. I just think scheduling needs to be taken into account, whether, you know, you do that earlier in the month or at a separate time, because clearly I don't think that. Obviously, that means a lot to you and your mom. But what you can't do is literally give your wife, who is a new mom, no warning that you're literally about to dip for at least 6 hours. You disappear. You don't let her know when she's all by herself. So I think it's a matter of balancing the traditions that you already have and also pouring into your wife to make new traditions of your own. So the communication definitely needs to be there, because I would be hurt if I woke up on Mother's Day and my husband just disappeared.
But who's the priority, you know, though, in general? I mean? Who's the priority? I mean, it's Mother's Day.
Well, it's both, because to be honest, I'm surprised that they didn't just do something together, because typically I feel like that would be the answer.
But you can't.
Once you have children.
But I'm telling you, I'm picking my mom over my partner on Mother's Day. Like, that's what it is. It's Mother's Day. Like, I'm telling you, if you're upset that your partner is picking his mother over you on Mother's Day, like, that seems weird to me.
It's got
to
be a combo. It's got to be a celebration together.
But if you can only pick one, I don't think you can get jealous or upset that he's picking his mother on Mother's Day. That feels wrong to me.
But I do
you're
think
not his
that
mother.
There's
like,
a solution
you're a mother.
To do something together where everyone feels loved, because like, for you to say that is crazy.
He left
crazy
a card. He left a card.
Because it's like, yo, I'm a mother because you literally impregnated me with your child, so you're going to ditch me? I don't think so, baby.
So
I went through how
on,
many hours of
on
labor and
no,
you
no,
went through
no
8 seconds of what? No.
No. If only one person can have the priority. Okay, if only
not
one person
on
can
watch
have the day then. You think it should be the wife?
It's not just one. It's a collective. Why are you trying to pit people against each
because
other?
Because that's the situation.
No. The mistake isn't having to choose one or the other. The mistake is not communicating and leaving without telling anybody.
No, but I'm saying in this situation,
mistake.
Only one could have the day. He chose his mom over her. I don't think he made the wrong call. You do. You think the wife should have had the day.
I think that everyone in the situation deserves to be celebrated on Mother's Day.
They were.
And you have to communicate with the family, and you can't just dip. Like, she can't just wake up to a card on a table with the screaming baby with no help on Mother's Day.
Wow.
There you go. That's my ruling on that.
That's
one.
That's wild. I mean, you can't be a mom and feel like I deserve it over his mom, right? You can call or text us that. Who's on 4, Jess?
This is Nikki in Churchill on 4.
Hello, Nikki. Good morning.
Creamer, let me tell you.
Yes.
Do you want the baby to drive to the store and
what?
Get the Mother's Day present? Like, how is the baby supposed to celebrate mom?
Yeah, literally.
It's the dad's job. I've been married for 16 years, and I have this argument with my husband a few times. He understands it now. But it is the dad's job when the child is unable to celebrate the mom.
He
literally,
left
the
her
baby,
in the car.
The baby can barely open their eyes. The baby's literally pooping itself. So how can the baby celebrate his mother
card
right now?
He left her a card.
Okay, a card.
Yeah, like,
and left her alone to take care of the baby alone on Mother's Day.
Y'all wanted this elderly woman to be left alone. Her husband died.
No, I really don't. And I understand that situation and I feel for her. But at the same time, she's also a new grandmother. And I think she would appreciate him going out of his way for his new mom wife.
Yes.
So what do you want to happen?
It should have been a celebration of everyone. They should have been together.
Yeah. So in that situation, who gets the priority? You think he should have left his elderly mother alone on Mother's Day?
No, I think it should have been a joint celebration.
Well, it
I
wasn't.
Justice right.
It yeah wasn't. So who's
I
who gets the priority?
That, but it's her first Mother's Day. He should have done something more. That's just where I'm at. I would have been livid and hurt.
Okay. There goes Nikki. Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it. Let me talk to James really quick. What's up, James? Good morning.
Hello. I think the mom should always get the priority.
Thank
like
you,
I've been through similar loss.
A grown man.
And I think I think the mom, like, she's your mom.
Your mom.
And your wife, I understand.
Yeah.
Like, there should have been a little more done for her.
Bro, she was left, but she is also a mom.
This is a grown
but she's
man,
also
Jessica.
A mom. She was
she's
left
a mom,
alone.
But she's not your mom.
Speak to this man with
respect.
Wait,
what? But she's a mom because her husband made her a mom. She didn't do that alone. So, like, she shouldn't be celebrated and left
with
alone
respect.
On her very first Mother's Day. What do you mean?
Show this man some respect.
It's not like she was gone the whole night.
Bro, yeah, he literally was gone from the moment she woke up, and then she was alone all day. She didn't even know. He literally disappeared. You can't do that when you're in a relationship.
Listen.
You can't just dip and disappear.
Wait, James, how old are you?
I'm 25.
25. Oh, 25. Okay. James 25. He's 25, so he knows, okay? So thank you, James.
Thank
appreciate
you, James.
It. Thank you for calling us. I thought James was 12. Okay, I'll be honest with you. Who's on five, Charlotte?
This is Pam from Baltimore.
Pam, what's up?
How you doing?
Good. Come on, be honest with us. Who gets the priority on Mother's Day? Is it a mom?
I actually...
Whoa. Go ahead, sorry.
I want to flip this to you, Kramer.
Okay.
I want you to put yourself in a position to be a first-time dad.
All right.
And have your wife get up on Father's Day and leave you with a screaming four-month-old and not say a word and just leave you a card.
What would you do?
You would cry. That's different. Father's Day is different.
You'd
Father's
cry.
Day is different.
You'd literally go on Instagram Live.
No,
and you would
no.
Cry.
Father's Day is different
you
because
would cry.
No. See, Father's Day is different than Mother's Day because dads don't expect the same thing as moms. You
bro,
know what I mean?
You get upset if someone can't come to your birthday
I would
party.
I would be willing to bet if you polled 10 fathers right now, their Father's Day, they want to go play golf.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like it's different. I think the expectation of Mother's Day and Father's Day, men don't
absolutely
whine about
not.
Stuff as much as women
okay,
do. You know
you
what I mean?
We don't. Chill, bro.
I literally, at this point, I can't take anything you say seriously anymore.
I don't know. I just,
and the
feel...
fact of the matter is Eric from Towson is wrong. Do I think he was malicious and he meant to hurt his wife on purpose? No, but we need to come back bigger and better and stronger.
Messy,
and he
messy,
can't
messy.
Wait until next year to make up for it. So his wife better have some very exciting plans this
something.
Weekend.
All right.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are baby names not getting more creative? Do you, why isn't that? You feel like these would evolve over time, right?
It's not so much, I don't think it needs to be more creative. I just would feel like there would be a mix. Like at some point, is it
going to
change up? Because I feel
to?
Like it has been literally the same
is
the last
COVID?
500 years.
Like what's not changing about this? The list came out of the most popular baby names for the year, and they are literally staying the same exact names. If you feel like this is a repeat segment, like, wait, are they on vacation? No, we're not.
No.
We're live. This
There's
is
just
not
been
a repeat
zero
show.
Rotation.
There's just nothing is changing on this. Let's just go through these names. We'll start with the boys. Top three baby boy names for this would have been for last year, not this year, obviously, because we're still in this year. But for last year, number three, Oliver.
Yes.
Number two, Noah. Number one is
Liam.
That's the same as they've been, by the way, for the last
500 years.
7 years. And that's true. The last 7 years, those have been the exact
top three.
Same three names.
And no shade, no tea. I think those are beautiful, gorgeous names. I think I'm just confused why there hasn't been a rotation.
I don't know. Let's go through the last. Let's go through the girls' names. Ready? Now, I will say there's been a little bit of a switch up.
Ooh,
because, but only
spicy.
Now, only because the number two and the number three spot have switched, but they haven't changed the names.
Am I still in the top three?
You are.
Let's
you are.
Go.
Yes, you are.
My mom was hit first.
You went from number three to number two.
Oh, moving on up. She's moving on up.
Stars
do you know what they are?
Are growing stronger.
Can you remember what the top
so
three girls'
So Charlotte's number
names?
Two?
Do a Charlotte.
I feel like I know number one because number one's been playing for 500 years.
It's what?
Emma.
No, it's number three Olivia.
Is Emma. Number one is Olivia.
That's, yeah. Switched it up.
Number one has, for girls' names, has been Olivia.
For the last 600 years.
Literally, I think since Jesus. We're on 2025.
It's time to take number one.
You're on
Jesus,
your way.
Mary, and Olivia, basically.
You're on your
point.
Way. Yeah, what? Okay, I need to know this. I need you to help me understand. Why are you still doing this? Why, like, why are you still naming your babies this? I don't understand.
I think the names are super cute.
They're fine.
They're very cute. They're very fun to write. But I think it's just like, are we ever going to get a little mix up? Are we ever going to get a little rotation? Because I think it would be, and maybe you don't realize it because it's not something that you have to talk about, but literally every single year, at least the last 6 years that we have been in Maryland, when I tell you the same three names and both categories have not moved except Charlotte going to number two and not number three anymore.
Okay, listen,
it's crazy.
If you named your baby either Olivia or Noah last year, I'm sorry, a Liam. If you named your baby either Olivia or Liam in 2025, you need to tell us why. Like, you could have named your baby anything. But at this point, there can't be.
And this is for curiosity reasons and like collecting data. There's no judging.
No judging.
Yeah, no. There's nothing wrong with these names. They're awesome names. I think I'm just kind of curious. Like, why hasn't, like, I don't know.
Why are they not changing?
Yeah, why isn't Eliana? Why is Eliana still number 10?
Like what's going on? Will you let us know why did you choose those two names? Like, what about Olivia or Liam? Because it can't be anything special at this point.
I'm sure there is, though.
There's not.
I'm sure there's a story attached.
They're beautiful names, but you just have to know your kid's name is not unique at this point. How would you feel if you found out that your kid spent Mother's Day weekend with the person that actually ended up breaking up your marriage? We don't know that she went. Hang on. Let's not put it out there. We don't know that she actually did go. It's time for the Talk Me Out of It update. If you don't know what this is where we check back in with people from last week to find out, did they actually go through with the idea that they called in originally to say, hey, I know this feels kind of crazy, but I don't know if I should go for this or not. Luckily, she called us back. Jess, where were we last week with Anonymous?
Anonymous was considering spending Mother's Day weekend with her dad and his new girlfriend instead of her mom. The issue is timing. Her dad and her mom split up after her dad had an affair with the woman that he currently is with, and it is very, very recent, and she wanted to go to New York with them because that's what they invited her to do instead of spending Mother's Day with her mom.
So did she do it? Did she not? Let's get her back on. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
We got you back on the voice disguiser. Did you go to New York?
I did not go.
Okay.
So Mother's Day was spent with your mother. Such an original idea. Why did you not go?
I just kept thinking about my mom all weekend. I just couldn't do that to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did that conversation go with your dad, or was it with his girlfriend?
She understood, but was like obviously disappointed.
Yeah.
It's a very tough position to be in, but I think that's why I was very frustrated with them for putting you in that position, because it's already difficult to be in. And then when there's unnecessary elements added, them wanting to take you to New York is one thing. But the fact that it was the first Mother's Day weekend since the affair and since the separation just felt like unnecessary issues for you to deal
with.
That's why I was really frustrated.
I mean, probably Mother's Day from here on out is probably off limits, to be honest with you. Like, it's probably not going to be good.
Did your mom even know about the trip, or did you not just say anything and you guys just spent it together?
No, I didn't say anything.
As you shouldn't, by the way. So, I mean, how do you feel about your decision? Do you feel like it was the right thing to do after everything kind of settled in?
I mean, like, she was really happy. Like, you could tell, and meant a lot to her that I was there.
Yeah, because you went to your brother's house? That was the plan?
Yeah, for brunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Part of me feels like I made the right decision, but if I'm, like, 100% honest, I was kind of thinking about New York the whole weekend. Like, I was just picturing everything I could have been doing.
Yeah.
And it sounds kind of evil, but I was a little disappointed. And now I'm, like, stuck feeling like I did the right thing, but my dad's girlfriend keeps sending me pictures, and I just kind of feel like I missed out on something I've always wanted.
That's weird. Why is she doing that? Like, what's the point of that, though? It's really unnecessary for her to be like, this is what you could have been doing with me.
I mean, I think disappointment's a normal feeling to have, though. I mean, you're allowed to do the right thing and feel disappointed, right? Like, that's normal. I think if you went on this trip, you would have felt like absolute S-H-I word. You know what I mean?
That feeling probably would have been heavier.
Honestly, I really do think you would have felt anxious if your mom would have called you or FaceTimed you. The whole time, I think you would have felt on edge. I don't think you would have had a good time. The more I think about it, I don't think you would have had the time you think you would have had on this trip. So you got to think about it that way, too. I think you're kind of building the idea of this trip in your head versus what it actually would have been like. And I think that you would have kind of felt like icky, you know, like it's Mother's Day. So you got to think about it that way, too.
Yeah, I just don't know if I'll ever get the chance again.
You will.
You will. It just wasn't the right timing. Don't worry.
She got money. she'll get more points or whatever the hotel thing was.
Maybe they can take you on, I don't know, Father's Day weekend.
I don't think it was malicious. Do you think it was malicious?
100%.
You think it was? You think she's purposely wanted to take her on Mother's Day weekend?
It's insensitive.
Do you feel like it was malicious, Anonymous? Do you feel like she literally was like, hey, come with me on Mother's Day weekend because I don't want you to be with your mom, honestly?
I don't think it was.
Okay.
If it was, it would kind of change my perception of her, for sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling back with the update. Let it sink in. I think, you know, you did the right thing. And you will get to New York. You will.
You will. You and it'll be on your terms. Yeah. And it'll be a trip that it doesn't have strings attached. And you'll genuinely enjoy it. And it'll be for you.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And thank you for the update. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Are you a car thinker?
Thanker?
A car thanker.
A car thanker?
Meaning, when you cross the street, if there's a crosswalk and a car stops, do you do a little wave? Or when you're driving and someone has to get over and they let you get over, you do a little wave in the rearview mirror. Are you a car thinker?
I think I will. I'll try to. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
You want to know why? Because you should be. If you are not a car thinker, I literally think you are a meanie pants. This happened to me over the weekend and I stopped because you're supposed to stop and like someone starts to cross the street and like they don't even make eye contact because first of all, I'm thinking we should make eye contact because you should make sure that I see you and that you're seeing me see you to make sure that you're safe to cross the street. So at least if anything, I think there needs to be like some sort of eye contact that's happening. But also, I just think it's like a nice thing to do like a little wave of like, thank you for doing that. Also, I've been in the position where I've been driving and someone has their blinker on, hopefully, and they're trying to get over and nobody in the line lets them get over. But I will let them get over because I'm a bad driver and that gives me anxiety when I can't get over in the lane.
You're the person waiting too long to get over.
Exactly. So I will let them get over and I'm literally looking in your rearview mirror to make sure that you see me and I'm expecting you to give me a little wave that you're thankful that I just let you in and I just saved your life because otherwise you were going to miss your exit. And when that doesn't happen, I literally become irate. Like, I think that's just so messed up. I looked this up, okay?
Okay.
There is literally a psychology study saying that whether or not you wave when a driver stops for you to crosswalk can reveal something about your personality. Oh. Basically, I'll sum this up for you. It says you're a good person if you're a car thinker.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then, like, you're pretty much whack. But my thing is, like, why would you not say thank you? Like, I'm literally looking in your mirror to see. And if you just act like I had to out of the entire line of cars to let you in because clearly you're trying so hard and you don't even give the acknowledgement that you're going over. And as far as the crosswalk thing goes, I literally will like try to hurry up. I'll even do like a little jog at the end because I don't want you waiting for me. But I just feel like that says a lot about you if you don't thank the person. It's just like,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
It seems like it's like a common courtesy thing that you can do, especially, I think especially for the people that, you see it all the time, right? Where like somebody's trying to get off at an intersection, they waited too long. A Jessica Dutra move, if you will.
But maybe it's not waiting too long.
No, it's
but
waiting genuinely, too long. It's waiting too long.
But can we also agree that driving in Maryland is actually kind of crazy? So you could even actually try to do it as soon as possible, but people just will not let you over because
they're
mean.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I've also been in that very position. So then it gets to the point where it is getting getting to the point where like I almost ran out of time to get over because no one's literally letting me over.
It does seem weird to not like throw away. But I mean, I would say, I mean, what percentage of time do you think people don't do it? I'd say 50.
A
50%.
Lot.
Yeah.
Almost
it
more.
Does, it does seem weird when you won't do it. And you're right. And then when it doesn't, it's like, why won't you just do it? It's a simple little gesture.
But it genuinely makes me so angry. And I don't know if that makes me sensitive or if this is a universal feeling where I genuinely feel offended that there isn't some sort of acknowledgement. When someone lets me over, I roll down my window and I put my arm out and wave just
well,
so
that's
they
aggressive.
Know
no, that's
that
aggressive.
I
no,
said
I'd be
thank
careful
you.
With that. That seems like a personal attack. I'd be nervous if somebody rolled down their window at me. I'd be careful with that action because that would seem like somebody's trying to start a fight. I'll be honest with
Why?
You.
Why? I always do a peace sign.
No,
peace and love.
I don't know if you need to go that far.
I literally will do this.
No, I don't know if you need to be rolling down
out
your
the,
window.
Out the back window's fine.
Yeah, I don't think you need to roll down your window. If any, let's be honest. If somebody rolled their window down at me,
bro,
I rolled down
my window.
No, I don't think you need to roll
I'd
your window down.
I'd be confused and think you were like doing like the bike hand signals. Yeah, I'd be like, wait, are your blinkers broken?
Why are you rolling your window down?
But peace and love. This for
but
me,
why
I'm just
window?
Like thanking you for the peace.
But
that's
what
why
doing,
I do
for,
the peace.
For what out the window?
Because I want them to know
you can see
that
out the rear view.
I acknowledge their kindness in letting me over.
They can see it out the rear view.
Maybe they didn't.
But they can see it fine.
All I'm saying is, if you see me out in the streets and you don't give me a wave, I'm pissed.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.